welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Paul Abel.
Thank you, guys. Happy Christmas, everybody. Happy Christmas. How many of you are going to have these this Christmas? Oh, and also, I used to be, it feels like in a former life, but I used to be a primary school head teacher. So if I do say at any point, well done, you're sitting very quietly and very patiently, you know why now. Or maybe even if I slip into a little bit of, sit up nicely, please, shoulders back. You know where it comes from. Go on, how many? Let's have a show of hands. How many of you reckon you'll have these at some point this Christmas time? Yeah, I thought so. Just about everybody. One of the best things these are for is confusing Americans. They have no idea what these are for. If you ever have Americans over at Christmas time, they look at you very oddly. But then when you think about it, they are a bit odd, really, aren't they? They were invented, believe it or not, as long ago as 1845 by a guy called Tom Smith, one of those complicated-to-say English names. But he got the idea when he was in Paris. He lived in London, but he went to Paris and he saw the way they were wrapping up presents. And he was an early Christmas entrepreneur and thought, I could do that with sweets in London for Christmas. And it absolutely bombed. They didn't sell at all. And I don't know whether he was miserable, but it works with the story. And he was sitting by his fire, and the fire was crackling, and he thought, that's what it needs, a bit of a bang. That's literally the story. And so he worked through a way to put the crack in the cracker. Not the crack, you understand, adults, but the cracker going bang. And he used this, and suddenly it became a success. And you know, you can even buy Tom Smith crackers today. I don't think he's still alive. But you can even buy them on the internet, which I don't think he envisaged that bit. And it was his son, Walter, that actually put paper crowns inside as well. But of course, what is it that really, apart from the plasticky something, what is it that crackers are really, really famous for? Yeah, not just bad, not just jokes though, bad jokes. But it does give me a great excuse. Oh, yes. Okay, here's one. What do you call a line of men waiting for a haircut? A barbecue. Yeah, that's the proper response. Thanks, Karina. My fan is in the house today. Here's a Christmassy one. Okay, you ready? Children, you can tell your grandparents this one, all right? Why was the snowman looking through the carrots? He was picking his nose. Or how about this one? What is Santa's favourite pizza? Pizza Santa? It could be. But apparently, he doesn't really mind as long as it's deep pan, crisp and even. I know. Okay, why did no one bid for Rudolph and Blitzen on eBay? Why did no one bid for Rudolph and Blitzen on eBay? Because they were too dear. Okay, the very, very last one. Just before the groanings depressed me so much, I said, no, I won't say that. How did Mary and Joseph? How did Mary and Joseph know that Jesus was 8 pounds, 2 ounces when he was born? They had a way in the manger. Okay, we can leave the jokes behind for a minute. I've got a couple more things to say. I've got a question for you that you've probably never thought about before. But the question is, why is a Christmas cracker like the Nativity? As you're here, Andrew, you can pull this one with me. We might even get the bang to work. They're not that reliable, are they? But we'll give it a go. You may hear it. Whoa! Maybe this is a Tom Smith's. I win the present. That's cool. Sorry about that, Andrew. After you work so hard as well. You can keep that bit, though. So you have missed the opportunity to have a shoehorn. Why? You know, you're sitting down to your Christmas dinner and you just think, I could just do it. We're putting a pair of shoes on right now. Crack. How useful. It does remind me of a lot of my talks, though, because I can shoehorn anything into them. But I didn't know. And of course, here it is. There is a. I don't know what the joke is. I did say I promise. No, that's even worse. Right. But of course, you can put the crown on. This is a gold one. They've got a gold crown in this one. We had some crackers on Friday. We had an early Christmas, and they were very strange crowns in them, really, because they were all pastel colours. You know, you sort of think of Christmas as being bright colours, but these were sophisticated crackers with lovely pastel colours. Well, why is the Nativity like a Christmas cracker? Because I think one of the things is about Christmas in general is everything now, and I don't mind it, I love Christmas, is dressed up in glitter and paper and lights, and I've even got tinsel on the lectern. Just a little bit of tatty tinsel. And why is it that Christmas decorations in December, everybody goes, oh, that's nice. If they were out in May, we'd go, that's really tacky, get that down. Yeah? There's something about the season that turns tacky into, oh, that's nice. But yeah, we wrap Christmas up in all this glitter and ribbon. But this, what's hidden? That's so much more. So much more than a shoehorn, that's for sure. But like a cracker snapping open on that very first Christmas, it was like heaven was cracked open and appeared here on earth in the form of that baby. I mean, the baby was on stage today. He looked safe most of the time, but I was a little bit worried about health and safety. Then I realized it was a doll, but you know. But at that moment when that cracker from heaven was burst open, history changed. This world has never been the same since. It's amazing, isn't it, that this obscure baby born in a very obscure place, when he grew up, he only ever spent just over 3 years talking to people, and yet, over 2,000 years later, he's still a subject of hot debate. I saw today a supermarket that had banned the singing of Christmas carols outside it. Waitrose, we'll give them the name to shame. But Waitrose have banned the singing of Christmas carols outside their store because it might upset somebody. It's madness, isn't it? But it's interesting that Jesus, this little baby, this man that walks around, can still upset so much that a supermarket feels the need to ban away in a manger. And maybe a little donkey, just while they're on it. They've done it for years, apparently, but it's not this year. The thing with this gift, it's not really that useful, unless you've got a pair of stiff shoes. It's really not that relevant, usually, the gift in your cracker, is it? Unless you've got one of those very expensive ones. I did look up Tom Smith crackers on Amazon. You can pay about 80 quid for a box of six. So hopefully you get more than a plastic shoehorn. It did say they were silver-plated, but even a silver-plated shoehorn is going to be a bit... But it's not really relevant. And sometimes Jesus gets lost like that. This is not really relevant anymore. We're moving on. We don't really need that anymore. And what about the paper crown? That must remind us of a Christmas story. We saw it today with the three kings coming on. The three wise men. The three magi coming on. Reminds me of that when you put the crown on. They were some of the... We don't know kings they're called, wise men they're called, magi they're called. All we know is that they were rich and they were probably powerful and that they travelled a long way. We know they were rich by the gifts they gave and the fact they travelled so long, far. So they were the rich, well-educated people of their day. They were wise men. And they came to seek Jesus. You know, and wise men and women and children are still seeking Jesus today. In amongst all the wrapping paper, all the crackers and everything else, there, hidden sometimes, even banned by supermarkets, it's the true story of Christmas. That we're actually celebrating 2,000 years on. Incredible. Why did they seek Jesus? Because they were wise. And why this baby? And you know, when Joseph had wanted to separate from Mary when he got the news that she was pregnant, because he knew he wasn't the father, the baby itself was born in a shadow of shame and disappointment because of the culture of the day. And yet it took an angel to come to Gabriel in a dream and say, no, you're to take this woman and to have her as your wife. It took something very dramatic to change his opinion on Jesus. But the angel had said to him, The virgin, that was Mary, will become pregnant and will bear a son who will be called Emmanuel. Meaning, the angel tells him what the meaning is, God with us. It's a word we hear a lot at Christmas. It comes in a lot of Christmas carols, Emmanuel. But it means God with us. This baby will be God with us. So actually, do you know, some of the original gifts in this that Tom Smith put in, believe it or not, it was known to have wedding rings and false teeth. Well, false teeth could be useful at the dinner table. You know, it's a crack. Oh, I was wondering how I was going to eat the turkey. How useful. But wedding rings were put in them as well. And the Christmas cracker from heaven is kind of like a wedding ring. Because a wedding ring is when you make two people make a promise to one another, to care for one another, to love one another, to be with one another, and to grow together, if you like. And that baby Jesus is actually a wedding ring. He is beyond the wedding ring. He is the promise from God that he will be with us. He will never leave us. It's him saying, I want to be in relationship with you. I've got a quote here from the Archbishop of Canterbury. I read this recently. I just want to read this because he talked about, well, why am I a Christian? People often ask me. And this was the succinct answer. I'm sure he's got a bit more to say, being an archbishop and all that. But this was his succinct answer. I'm a Christian because Jesus Christ found me and called me. I'm a Christian because it makes sense to me. Because Jesus rose from the dead, he conquered death and sin and suffering. I'm a Christian because in Jesus, I see the God who didn't say, he did not say, this is how you lot have got to behave. I'm going to watch you and judge you. Instead, he said, I'm coming alongside you. Instead, he lives alongside us in the middle of the absolute mess that life can be. And then he came and lived in that mess and died completely unjustly. He was innocent of all accusations and bore all that was wrong in the world on his shoulders. I'm a Christian because in my own experience, I've run away and God has met me and yet not been angry with me. When I've failed, he's picked me up and healed me and strengthened me. That's why I'm a Christian. And that's why whatever happens, whatever stupid mistakes, I know that even at the end of it all, even if everything else fails, God doesn't. And he will not fail me even to the end of my life. Good old Justin Welby. What a good quote. So that's Jesus. In the cracker, no useless gift, but often something that's been hidden that is totally precious. He is the healer. He is the restorer. He is the provider. He is the saviour. It really makes a difference in life today. And there's loads of people sitting in their rooms who will say, yeah, my life has been completely changed. From people who are actively seeking out God to people who were surprised by God when they turned up here. I'm really nearly at the end, and we're just about finishing. We've got a carol we're going to sing together and a bit of a fun song with a surprise guest appearance at the end. But you'll like the fun song. You can see the rock and roll dancing getting going. But I want to thank you for coming today. Especially those of you that don't normally come. It's been really fantastic to share some of our Christmas with you. And thanks for the privilege of allowing me to explain a little bit about why Jesus is so amazing to me. And the band are going to come up. You might as well come up, guys. They're going to perform a piece this time so you can remain seated initially. They're going to perform a piece called Holy Night. And I'd like it to give you a moment just to reflect on that true gift inside the Christmas cracker from heaven when it cracked open. It's why Jesus taught that prayer. You know, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as in heaven. He wants that rule of love, that reign of health to be here on earth as it is in heaven. But you have to make that decision to step into it. And have a reflect on that and the whole meaning of Christmas. the being together with family is quite a side of Christmas as well, as you listen to this song. But also, maybe today is today for you to begin that adventure of following Jesus and joining the amazing community that is God's family. And if that's you, please come and have a word with me at the end, have a chat with me, and just I'll tell you how to start that adventure of following Jesus. And we'll give you some leaflets to help it, and we'll welcome you, or I'll welcome you to be part of a community of loving people. So, have an absolutely fabulous Christmas.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.